Norman was very excited. It was Christmas Eve. His stocking was up, and he'd leave a snack for Father Christmas's reindeer. Meanwhile, far above, Father Christmas sneezed a chew. And without him knowing it, a sack fell from his sleigh. Down on the ground, Norman snuggled in his bed. "I hope I've been a good slug," he said to himself, "and I hope Father Christmas comes." "Yes, I've been a good slug," thought Norman. And he was just closing his eyes when... Whack. "Gosh," thought Norman. I didn't know I'd be that good. Thanks, Father Christmas. Norman dived straight in, and there was wrapping paper everywhere. But then he spotted something. "What's that label?" said Norman. "A scooter for Jess," he read. A ukulele for Billy. And a football for Susie. Oh no, what have I done? None of these presents are for me. Billy, Jess and Susie will wake up tomorrow and think that Father Christmas has forgotten them. I better get these presents to Wingleton as fast as I can. The Shelby family, 10 Slayman Avenue, Wingleton. But Wingleton looked a very long way away. And how Norman will get all these presents there? And that's when he had an idea. Heavy, he pushed a sign. "Fantastic, that will do nicely," thought Norman. And then he set to work gathering all the things he needed. He was very busy. Ta-da! And now it's time to rewrap the presents. But how? Norman didn't have any sticky tape, but luckily, there was one thing slugs don't need. It's sticky tape. There's a sliver and a sloth. The presents are ready. Pew. Now it was time to put his plan to action. "Hey, snails," he calls. "I need your help. We need to deliver the Shelby family's presents, or their Christmas will be ruined." "But Norman," said the puzzled snails, "how will we do that?" "Like this," said Norman. "Giddy up." Whee! Crash. Finally, they arrived at number 11 Slime Avenue. Norman, said the snail, "how are we going to get to the chimney?" "We won't," replied Norman. "I'm going to use the cat flap." He hived and pushed. "Until the last present was safely through." "Quick, Norman," cried the snails. "The children are coming." "Norman need to hide." "But where?" Ta-da! Norman loved being a bobble, and nothing would ever know that a slug had saved Christmas Day.